innercitygeeks.net.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 222. And joining me today, I have Renee.
222 or 228?
228. I said 228 or 222?
222.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, 228. Okay. My brain's like, a little...
I can catch it because I'm sober. So, yeah, it's 228.
Yeah, I don't know why I said 222. My brain's all weird, like I said. So what's going on, dude?
Chilling, man. Chilling. It's just you and me, so it's like,
yeah.
Spotlight is on us this week.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun spotlight.
Yeah. Actually, I did a lot. I had to go up to New York last weekend, I guess Sunday. Mm-hmm. Well, it's already almost been a week. My mom passed away in April, and I had to go get some stuff from her apartment, and I love to drive, and I love to do long road trips, and I'm kind of crazy, and I wasn't really thinking right. Like, I've been really stressed out with a lot of this stuff.
Right.
So, sometimes I'm not really thinking. Sometimes when I'm planning stuff out, like, my timing and certain things don't work out the way I envision them just because I'm so stressed out, and I can't see straight sometimes. So, I flew up to New York on Sunday. And the Sunday night, and the plan was to, you know, rent a car, grab the stuff, start driving whatever time it was. And then at like noon, I would stop driving because when I drive, I tend to drive a lot at night because there's less traffic and there's less police. So I get speed and not get caught or kill anyone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Usually like by noon, my body's starting to crash. And like most hotels, they won't let you in until like 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. So like
noon. Yeah, that's the usual check-in time. It's usually like 3 o'clock or so.
Like shitty hotels will let you in any time, but like the nice ones, they won't let you in until like 3 o'clock. So wherever I am when I'm doing a long road trip, that's how I plan it. Like I plan to like wherever I am at noon, I'm gonna stop, I'm gonna eat, I'm gonna catch my breath and refresh, find a place to stay, and to chill. Right. So I'm thinking I would be like in North Carolina, South Carolina, and then I did the math, and when I looked at it, it said that by noon I would be in Florida. So I was like, wow, let me just keep driving. And then the other thing is like, it's really different now, like because of COVID, things are really different. Like down here where we are in Florida, no one gives a fuck, so everything's open. But up north, things are still closed. So when I got on the turnpike, and it was mostly like from Jersey, because I took the George Washington Bridge. I took the bridge, and then I was in Jersey. Then it's Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, then D.C., Virginia. So, like, until I got to, like, Maryland, everything was closed on the turnpike. So even if I stopped, like, I couldn't get anything. I couldn't get food. I could only go in, use the bathroom, and, like, keep going. So all I would do was, like, get gas. And then in those states, like, I wouldn't even have to get out the car. So I just, like, sat and kept driving and driving and driving. And then before I knew it, I got to Florida at like 8:30-ish. And I've been driving for a really long time. And I've been driving Uber for a lot. So like all that driving just made me a better driver. I did that whole drive down. Like 100
miles. You did like a fucking trooper, dude.
Like from 90 miles, between 90 miles and 100 miles an hour. And please don't do this unless you know how to fucking drive. Because that's not a good idea, and unless you and if your car has to be able to handle that speed too. Like if you can't handle it, don't do it. But the way I do my road trips now, like I'll rent a car and I'll try to get the newest car I can get, and then you know, because renting a car is not like renting a U-Haul. Like they don't charge you for the mileage; they charge you for the days. And if anything happens or whatever, they charge you for that. When the U-Haul, like when we were looking it up, the U-Haul would have been like what two and a half, 2,500. And to rent the car was like what, $60 a day? So it's way cheaper and it's more fun driving a fucking regular car. And depending on the rental company, you can get like a really sweet car, like you can get a really nice car.
Yeah, you really can. So because they don't, not that they don't care, but they just they're like, fuck it, whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah, because, like, I've rented sports cars in Miami. I've rented sports cars here in Orlando and stuff when I was hanging out before I moved out. And we rented a brand-new truck. We rented a brand-new Nissan Frontier to go to California and back a couple years ago. So that's how I do. Like, you rent a car, and as long as you don't, like, act up or be too stupid, don't smoke in the car. Yeah. Or if you're Febreze the shit out of it when you return it. And just keep it clean. Just fill it up with gas. You'll be good. So the plan was, right, so I pick up the car on Sunday, get to Florida sometime on Tuesday or Monday night, and then, you know, take care of the car back on Tuesday. But, dude, like, I just dipped. Like, I was, like, you know, Monster, my beef jerky bars, and I was just zooming, man, like 100 miles an hour all the way down. And it was a really fun drive. It was raining for most of it up until I got to Virginia. And I rented a 2019 Chevy Equinox. And that car was great until it wasn't. And I'll get to that in a second. But that car, it's a really nice SUV. The inside is really roomy. It doesn't feel bigger than my Civic, but it's a nice car. Like, it is way bigger on the inside. Yeah, really? Like, it's very sporty. Mm-hmm. On the outside, and on the inside, it's very roomy, and it's just a great little car.
Yeah, that's the newer version of what I have.
So the car, I'm driving the car, and everything's like semi-okay. I noticed it getting a little weird when I got to kind of like, when I got to Georgia, but I didn't really think about it. And yeah, so I get to Florida. I'm getting close to Jacksonville, which is like the first major city on the north side of the northern border of Florida and the southern border of Georgia. And I'm changing lanes, right? Still doing 100 miles an hour, and the car just says fuck you, and the check engine light comes on, and the car just like shifts on me, downshifts.
Oh, no.
And yeah, like I was going from like 100 miles an hour to like 30 miles an hour. And I'm like keeping up with traffic. So everyone else around me is doing 100 miles an hour. And then the car just starts fucking slowing down. I thought it was because it didn't have gas. Like, I haven't driven a super fancy car in a long time. So like, I never had a car that doesn't have a key. Like, I don't like those cars with like keyless fobs. Like, I'm used to fancy cars being like that. I'm not used to like regular cars being like that. So I was really kind of like, what the fuck? And I kept forgetting that I had to pick up the thing. Like, I kept, like, forgetting to grab my key when I went to the bathroom. Because it isn't a key, so it just kept throwing me off. But anyway, I never had one of those push-start cars, so I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen. So, like, when there was no gas, I was like, all right, I guess this is what happens when there's no gas. But when I filled it up with gas, like, the car still fucked up. And then when I tried to, like, get out of the gas station, it, like, died on me. Like, it just shut off. And I was like, fuck. So I called Enterprise. And, like, they're like, yeah, all right, if you can get the car to the closest Enterprise that has vehicles, you can switch them over. And I guess since I didn't pay for roadside assistance, like, I was kind of, like, semi-assed out because I had to, like, figure out how to get there myself.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because that would have sucked.
Which it did suck. I had to drive through, like...
No, but what I'm saying, it would have been way worse if, like, you were, like, in the middle of nowhere and you weren't near anything.
Oh, yeah, that would have been really, really bad. But luckily, yeah, like I made it to Jacksonville. I made it to the outskirts of Jacksonville. And, yeah, so I got gas. And what should have taken, like, 20-minute drive took, like, an hour because it was, like, 30 miles. I was the most I could go was 30 miles an hour. Plus, there's traffic everywhere.
Right.
And, like, Jacksonville is, like, a city that shouldn't be a city because it's, like, all, like, small roads until you get to the highways. And it's just really hard to drive around. And when there's more traffic, it's even harder. And then when you're going slow, it's even worse. So it just took forever. And, like, I'm not going to get into it too much, but, like, the experience I had in Jacksonville switching cars wasn't that good. And by the end of it, I was really pissed off. And, of course, I started ranting about it, and I went on Twitter and cursed them out. And they actually, like, they can't, like, go back in time and, like, make nothing. They can't fix what happened. It happened. They hooked it up. Like, they refunded me the money that I spent on the they refunded the rental fee, and they gave me two free rental days. So, like, if I rent a car or need a car now, I get 2 free days. So it's like, if I need a car for just one day, it'll be free.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it worked out, but it was fucking nuts, dude. It was just really long. Actually, like, the drive itself wasn't bad. It was when the bad stuff happened.
Right.
That got really stupid because I was like, oh my God, I could have been home fucking smoking weed and sleeping there by now.
Yeah. And yeah, it could have been way worse than what it was. At least they were able to hook it up and take care of what needed to be taken care of, so that way you can get around wherever you needed to.
And the thing about like Florida and Jacksonville and certain parts of the country, that like if you're not from a big city, if you're from a big city, like it pisses you the fuck off, but it's just the way they are. They fucking took like 2 hours to get me into another car at Jacksonville. Smoke was coming out of my ears at that point. And I was sitting outside and shit in the fucking car because like nothing worked. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, Jacksonville's kind of ghetto, so it was like really full. And I was cool with, you know, like it's busy, I understand that. But when it wasn't busy and I was still sitting there for like an hour, I got really annoyed. But like I said, Enterprise took care of me. And they did a really good job. I mean, they made me more than happy. Like, I bitched about stuff on Twitter so much. Like, Spirit Airlines, when I flew up with Spirit to California, they sucked. And I bitched and complained about it. And they were like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah,
your ass out. Like, they did not give a fuck.
Yeah. What I was telling you was like Enterprise cares about their people because, of course, people are paying top dollar for it. And then Spirit is like, fuck you. Like, you gave me like $25 for a fucking round trip. Deal with it.
Yeah, that's right. I paid $25 for a straight up flight. And the flight wasn't bad. I mean, it was crowded again, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and that was like the big thing that happened last week. And then I was like so fucked up on the ride. It took me like 2 days to be able to walk again normally because like my back was killing me from that drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what else? Other than that, just been like watching a lot of stuff. Watching a lot of horror stuff, you know, because it's October.
Of course.
Watching a lot of stuff on Shudder. Just watching stuff. The Creepshow cartoon is really good. There's a Creepshow anime special that's like 45 minutes. It's really good. There's a bunch of movies on Shudder that are like really, really good. If you have Amazon Prime or if you have an Amazon TV or a Fire Stick, you can like do a 5-day preview of Shudder and just check out everything they have. That's what I did, and I ended up subscribing. I mean, I know I talked about it before, but the stuff I've been watching this week is really, really good.
Yeah.
I saw an anthology movie called Mortuary Tales. That was really good. A movie called Host, not to be confused with the other one. A couple other movies called The Host. It's Host. It's really good, short and sweet. It's a Zoom meeting horror movie, but it's actually really good. It's a little bit like Unfriended, but it's not teeny bopper, so it was like easier for me to get into, and I actually really dug it. What else have I been watching? I think that's about it. I started watching House on Bly Manor, Haunting of Bly Manor, but I've only been like kind of like going really slow. Mandalorian episode came out today, which is fucking awesome, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it next week because it's spoilery, and you guys probably haven't seen it yet. But yeah, the Mandalorian dropped this morning. It's really good. What else? I think that's about it for about watching stuff because I haven't really read.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool, man. Thank you. So for me, I guess it's been a bit of a hectic week, but because it's the hecticness is gonna happen soon. Because for those who don't know, I guess I like working. So I'll be starting a new job, I guess, this week. That's going to be fun. So I'm going to have.
Congrats. Congrats on getting a new job.
I'm going to be like the Haymans in fucking in A Living Color. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting, of course. I already have a full time, and this one's kind of like a full time coming soon. And that's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to be juggling around the work schedule and doing things. Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be interesting, but got to make that money, right? So, got to do what you got to do. A couple things that I watched that was actually pretty cool. The Creepshow animated thing, that was actually really fun. I liked it a lot. You recommended it to me, Renee, and it was actually really entertaining. Like, it reminded me of when Marvel was doing the the animated comics. Like just the comic strips that were just somewhat.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I liked it. It wasn't like the stories weren't like super gory or anything, but they were stories that it felt like you were reading a comic book at that point. Like it was super fun. Like the first story was cool, and it made you think about, you know, what you would do if you were stuck somewhere.
Yeah, that's like a classic story. That's a classic Stephen King story from Skeleton Crew.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the collection. Yeah, Skeleton Crew.
Yeah, that was it was a really good one. I really liked that one, but I love the second one. The second one was so much better.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, it was a whole zombie story in a way. It was
cut. And she's telling it in tweets. It was a really cool way to tell that story.
Yeah, yeah. It's also a good way to basically be like, yo, listen, like, get the fuck off your phone sometimes, people. Because people are, like, all up in their shit and not paying attention to what's going on around them and not noticing how things are going within the world itself. And, yeah, it's a fun one. It's a fun one to check out. So go check that out. I started watching Cobra Kai this week. And I'm going to say it's pretty fucking fun. I like it. I'm about like 4 or 5 episodes in. Each episode is about half an hour long, so they're not like crazy long, but they're pretty fun. They're funny. There's there is a lot of heart in it, and it's actually pretty cool. It's a very interesting story. Of course, it's a spinoff of fucking the Karate Kid from the 80s and stuff, and it picks up with, you know, with the bad guy kind of being the good guy in this one and roles kind of reversing in a way, because of course he becomes kind of like a deadbeat or whatever. He doesn't really do shit. And he's like, yo, I want to do something, because of course, you know, he has kids and shit like that. And it's just a crazy story that, he's trying to, I guess, better himself, because he basically has nothing. He has nothing to basically like, save for himself throughout his whole life or whatever. So he's just trying to make a better place for himself and do a whole bunch of other shit and get back into things and make his own money and shit. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool show. Look at me sounding all Spanish and shit.
Wait, is it like the Ralph Macchio character? That's who you're following?
No, you're not following Ralph Macchio. Ralph, he's
Cobra Kai's the bad guys. Duh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, but in a way, it's kind of the, like I said, it's a role reversal. So Ralph Macchio is technically the bad guy in this. So you gotta basically wind up rooting for the other dude, and it's pretty cool. I like it a lot. I'm excited to see the rest of it. I'm excited to see what's going to happen for, I guess, the third season, because there's another one coming sometime. So within the next couple of weeks, actually, I think.
What is it really that good, man? Because this guy, like, everyone's raving about it. So is it really that good?
It's good. It's good. I like it a lot. It's like I said, and also it's only like half an hour long, so it's nothing like you're not gonna go crazy like, oh my god, I gotta wait a whole hour just to see this thing. No, it's each episode's half an hour, and they're good episodes. Like, they're fun. And it's funny because the dude, he's stuck in the 80s, and he's like, why like everything that he does, he's stuck in the 80s. Like, there's one episode that's a little further in, there's a girl that's trying to join the crew. And he's like, no, there's no girls in Cobra Kai. Girls are punching like girls. And the other kid is like, no, you can't do that. That's not how it is. He's like, what do you mean? She's a paying customer. And then he's like, yeah, no, that's not, no, you don't do that. You don't be a dick to these people, because, of course, you know, they're having troubles because that's why they're coming to you. He's like, fine, whatever. It's a pretty cool show. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's on Netflix now, right?
Yes, it's on Netflix. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny is I'm one of the few people that pays for YouTube. because I hate those ads so much. And I never saw it when it was on there, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's fun, and you don't have to worry about, you know, anything too crazy or anything. It's pretty cool. Another thing that I watched this week, I guess, Borat was pretty fucking fun.
Yeah, I need to finish watching it, but that was really good. That was really, really good.
Yeah, it actually is really good. It's really fun. It's not, to me, it's not as good as the first one, but of course, it's been like 14 years since the original. So seeing how it basically adapts to the way things are now is very interesting. It's pretty cool how they wind up, you know, talking about the shit that's actually going on at the very moment. Not necessarily the political shit, but the COVID shit. There's actual scenes with when COVID's actually starting out and shit. And it's fun.
Yeah, they're calling it like the first blockbuster filmed
from the pandemic. Yeah,
during the pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very cool how they introduce all that and pretty much the aftermath of it, of course. Like I don't know if you saw online that they raised over $100,000 for one of the babies in it.
Yeah. That was really sweet.
Yeah, it was, especially since technically I don't think they paid her for it to be in it, but they helped her out because, of course, they guess they kind of made a lot of money off of it, or not necessarily made a lot of money, but she got a lot of buzz from it.
They made a lot of money. Amazon paid them like one of the highest, like,
really.
It's Friday. I'm out of it. I can't fucking think of how to say it. It was one of the highest paid distribution fees for a movie.
Really?
For a streaming service. Yeah, they paid him a lot of money. I forgot how much it was, but it was a lot of money. They paid.
Okay.
So this dude got fucking paid for this by Amazon.
Mm-hmm. But it's worth it. It's a good movie. It's a good watch.
The thing about it, like, to go really quick to what you said about how it's not as good, I think it's as, I mean, again, I haven't finished it, but I think it's as good. I just think that, like, between the COVID stuff and the political climate of the way things are, we're more aware of what's been going on, as opposed to, like, 2006, we really didn't realize how fucked up these people were. Now, 2020, we do realize how fucked up these people are. So I think it's more of, like, wow, like, it's very cringe, but, like, cringe in the way, a real cringe, because it's like these people are really acting like this. Like, the only one that's acting is Borat and the girl. Everyone else is playing it straight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole point of it, I think. But that's what makes it, like, some of it is disturbing, which I didn't really feel when I saw when I watched the first Borat. I didn't think anything was, like, nothing really stuck with me. Some of the shit that I saw in this stuck with me, and I'm like, wow, like, that was really bad. And I didn't really have that reaction in Borat. It's a really... It says a lot about his skill as a movie maker that he was able to pull this off. And even, like, the only thing that made it out publicly was the Washington stuff. It's really good. I thought it was cool.
Oh, also the stuff at the very end too. You haven't made it to the very end, but that stuff is out there too.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna spoil it or anything, but for those that, you know, haven't watched it, but yeah, there's something that happens at the very end that's like, oh, okay, that's very it's very interesting that the person did that, but yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool flick. I liked it a lot. And other than that, I really haven't been watching too much, I guess.
The Witches.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Witches. I guess the reason I didn't really say anything about The Witches is because, like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. It wasn't super good. It was okay. It was like, comparing it to the original, it's not. It's the originals, of course, it's way better because, of course, it's what it was for, you know, for the 80s and shit. With this one, they tried to make it seem a lot like that one. And there are a lot of things that are pretty much the same thing because, of course, you know, I get it because it's based on a book already. And they were trying to go a little closer to the book, I guess, with introducing a different way that the character may actually look or the character feels and stuff, making it a little more CGI, I guess, in a way, I guess, because of course they had all the practical effects in the original. They had Angelica Houston with full makeup on and stuff and like prosthetics and shit. But in this one, it's more CG in the fact that like they open the mouth and they're like the Cheshire Cat and it's weird. And then they have like weird hands. I don't remember seeing weird hands other than like regular hands, just like really longer fingers.
From what I saw, it's supposed to be more like the book.
Right.
And like even the ending's supposed to be really different. It's more like the book ending.
The ending is different than the original movie. Which it makes sense because of course they also have a different lead character, a different lead role. It's not like the original one that's, you know, with a white family. The new one is with a black family. And kind of goes along the same route as far as like his parents aren't there anymore for some reason. I'm not going to say what happens, but he's staying with his grandmother, kind of like the original. He's staying with his grandmother. And it builds into that story. Like, oh, what's going on? Why are they going to a hotel? And yeah, it's like a whole witch convention. And it's interesting to see what happens. It's nothing like I said, it's nothing really like extraordinary that's amazing about it. It's pretty cool. It's fun. It's fun to watch. It's a fun watch overall. But you don't have to kill yourself to go watch it. If you have it, if it's one of those like if it's on, you'll watch it. It's worth the watch. It's a fun watch. But it's not like something that you can dedicate your time to it.
You said you saw both, right?
Yeah, I've seen the original a bazillion times.
All right, so which is better?
The original.
Okay.
Yeah, like this one, it's there for now. Like it makes sense with the way things are now, and with like CGI, it makes it look kind of cool. But it still doesn't compare to the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out eventually.
Yeah, it's not a bad watch. It's not like a good watch. The only thing that I really didn't like was what's her name? Fucking the lead character actress lady. She played Catwoman in the Nolan movies. My brain's not working.
Yeah, me too. Fuck. Oh my god.
Whatever. Halloway.
Yeah.
I didn't like the accent that she was using. She used like a Hungarian type accent or whatever, like a Eastern Bloc accent, and it was just like kind of cringy sometimes. Like I couldn't really understand what she was saying, and she was just. It was just the accent was just way too deep to me, and there were times that I'm like, okay, because I like watching it with subtitles, so I didn't have to read the subtitles whenever she was trying to talk. but besides that, it was pretty cool. Like I enjoyed the kids in the movie; they were actually really good. The voice acting from the kids, because of course, if you watch the original and you see the trailer, you see that the kids wind up turning into mice. they're being mice in the movie, and their voices actually come out pretty good. And I liked it. I liked the way they did that. But besides that, a lot of it is just like the original. So if you watch the original, you don't necessarily have to watch this one. It's a good movie for kids. If you know you want kids to watch a semi-new music, a movie that's, you know, been around. Like I said, it's cool. It's all right. It's not like, it's not a masterpiece. it's pretty cool. It's all right. Yeah. So go watch that if you want. And then like a shit ton of music came out this week, which is fucking cool because of course, you know, I like music. And, this week we got a brand new song from Rob Zombie. Yay. And it's actually a pretty damn good one. For a while, he's been doing some really weird shit. I'm not going to say that like he's amazing all the time. But there are moments that he has like shit moments and shit songs. Like the last few years, he's had not so good songs. But he just dropped a song today called The Triumph of King Freak and the Crypt of Preservation and Superstition. It's a pretty cool fucking song. I like it a lot, and I'm excited to show it to you guys. So check it out, and we'll be right back.
The demons hate you. The demons hate you. The demons hate you. The demons hate you. We'll be right back.
Yay. Yeah, that was a pretty good song. I like that one. Especially since, you know, Rob Zombie's been kind of hit or miss for me for the last few years. It's good to have a new good Rob Zombie song. Yeah, then there's also some other shit that came out this week. It's pretty damn good. Deftones released one of the remixes that are going to be on the Black Stallion album that comes out in December, I believe, which is the remix album of White Pony.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, so they released Knife Party so far, and that was pretty cool. But I will not be playing that this week, but it's okay. So it's time to get into some geek shit, because why the fuck not, right? This is a show about fucking geeks and geekeries and stuff. So the biggest news that came out this week, that I think at least, is that we got news that Oscar Isaac is going to be playing Moon Knight in, well, for the Marvel Universe, pretty much. For the MCU, for, you know, probably Disney Plus. Disney Plus may be doing a whole thing with Moon Knight. But as far as the MCU, so far, he's gonna be in it. And that's going to be fucking cool.
I think it's great casting. I like him. I mean, as much as I don't like parts of the Star Wars sequels, I like him as an actor. He's really good.
Yeah.
And the character is pretty cool too. So
yeah, the character is pretty dope. He's a very mysterious character, for especially since we haven't had him in the MCU at all so far. And he's very mysterious character, because he, even though he is a bigger character, you don't see a lot of him throughout anything.
Well, the thing is, like, a lot of people didn't know what to do with him until like the 90s.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like not that known. I mean, there's so many different versions of him, and like he's got that schizophrenia / multiple personality disorder thing. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting character, and it should be cool to see how they put him into the MCU. It's gonna be interesting. I hope they can pull it off well. But I am a huge fan of Oscar Isaac, so I'm definitely gonna check this out.
Oh yeah. Oscar Isaac is a really good actor, and I'm excited to see that, you know, they're broadening their horizons and actually bringing actors that are really good and not just like cute people. Not like, you know, a lot of these shows, they're just like, oh yeah, you know, let's just add this one person that, you know, has like abs like a motherfucker. Like it's an act, dude that can actually act. So yeah, I'm glad. I'm excited for it. Then another thing that came out this week that's very fucking cool, because I'm a fan of Titans and I'm very excited, and also a fan of Batman. I'm very excited to see Red Hood. We got the first look at the Red Hood outfit for season 3 of Titans.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, man. That's the show that like got me into the DC stuff, at least the TV shows.
It's really fucking good. And I'm excited to see how they switch up the Jason Todd story for Titans, for him to actually become Red Hood. Because, of course, if you don't know, like, he got his ass beat by the fucking Joker to the point that, you know, kind of passed away in a way, you know?
Like, I still have to catch up, but I don't care about spoilers. Does Deathstroke survive season 2?
No.
Okay.
Definitely doesn't survive season 2.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they pull it off.
Yeah. It will be very interesting, especially since, like, technically there's no Joker in it either. So, from what I kind of noticed in the season, especially season 2, is that he's kind of pissed off at the way fucking Dick Grayson's doing shit. Technically, he's not Nightwing yet. But he's tired of the way he's doing things, and he's tired of the way that the team is going, so he kind of wants to do his own thing, which is kind of where they were going at towards the end of it, at least. Because he was trying to do things with fucking with pretty much everybody there. He was trying to, you know, build the team, But then after a point, he was like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. And he was just like, fuck it, I'm out. At least that's from what, you know, it looked. I don't know if, you know, they change things or if they make things a little different or how they're going to go about it. But I'm excited to see what's going to happen with Red Hood. Because, of course, he's one of those characters. He's a vigilante, so he's just like Batman, but he's a little bit crazier because, of course, he's killing people and he's doing whatever the fuck he feels like. Because, of course, that's kind of what that character has been doing since the beginning of the show. He's been an asshole since the beginning, and he doesn't give a fuck. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. Because they're cool. Then some other news that came out that I was very excited for. Super excited. Because, of course, I used to love watching this show when I was younger. And the fact that they're going to be doing a reboot of this series, another reboot for a series that I loved when I was younger. We had the reboot for Animaniacs. We showed the trailer for last week. And then this week, we got news that Warner Media, but HBO Max is going to be working on a Tiny Toons Adventures, or not Tiny Toons Adventures, but the Tiny Toons Looniversity, which is a reboot of, you know, Tiny Toon Adventures from the 90s. And that's fucking cool.
Yeah, I can't wait for these two. Animaniacs and Tiny Toons are going to be cool. It was like the staple of childhood TV for a long time for a lot of people. Yeah. Should be interesting seeing them come back.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they're going to do because, of course, you know, it's one of those shows that, like, it reinvented the technical, the Looney Tunes characters. It brought a different light on the Looney Tunes character because, of course, the Looney Tunes has been around for fucking ages. And I think it's already out on HBO Max, the Looney Tunes series. Have you watched it?
Oh no! I haven't checked out the new ones or the old ones.
The new ones.
No, I haven't seen the new ones.
Okay, because I didn't know if they were out yet or not. But
it should be on HBO Max.
Right, because I saw the panel from, I think it was from Comic-Con this year that they had on there. I saw that they it looked good because it's literally pretty much the exact same thing as the last, not the exact same thing, but it feels like it's technically carries over from way back until now. So it looks cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it. But one thing that I'm kind of sad by is a character that I did enjoy because she was a weird character. Is that we got news that they will not be bringing back Elmira, which is technically Elmer Fudd's niece. Exactly. Crazy one. Yeah, the crazy one that was constantly like harassing the animals and shit.
Aww.
And I think that's the main. I think that's the main reason why they're not gonna bring her back because, I guess that the PETA people would be all over the fucking place with that.
Wow.
Yeah, they would completely hate on her because, of course, you know, she was like, you know, hugging and kissing and squeezing the shit out of these animals. No matter what animal it was, whether it was a bunny or the Tasmanian devil.
She wasn't doing it on purpose.
She wouldn't because she was just doing it to show that she loved the animals. Or the aminals, as she would say.
She's Carol Baskin.
Yeah, pretty much. But that would be cool if they actually did that on the show. They had her as Carol Baskin. Fucking fantastic.
Oh, that would be fucking great. That would be really funny, actually.
Yeah.
They and Tiny Toons, like, they push the envelope a lot. Like, there's a lot of shit that you don't notice when you're a kid. Mm-hmm. When you watch it now, you're like, whoa.
Yeah. A lot of it is very like, that they actually did that back then.
Is that the fingerprints joke?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a lot of shit. a lot of fucking shit. But I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this because, of course, like I said, I'm a huge fan of it. And also, like, another thing, like, Steven Spielberg behind this one, too. Steven Spielberg's everywhere, yeah.
Nice.
Because he's the one that's bringing back fucking the Animaniacs. He's the one behind all of it. And he's behind this, too. So it's going to be interesting to see that, you know, Steven Spielberg's all over the fucking place.
Well, he needs the work. So.
Yeah, he does need the work. But it's cool how he's doing the competition at the same time as the other shit that he's doing, too. Yeah, but whatever. Another interesting thing that we got this week is that I'm a fan of Tim Burton's stuff. Always been a fan of his shit. And there's news that Tim Burton is working on the Addams Family, but for a television show. And that's fucking cool. I've always been a fan of
channel.
It doesn't say what channel, but it is interesting to see what they're going to do with this because, of course, the Addams Family, they just recently had a movie, a CG animated movie.
Did you like it? Were you the one that said that was good?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was fun. Yeah. But I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this because, of course, you know, the Addams Family is one of those shows that not really just a show, but it's one of those families that's all over the fucking place. They had like 3-4 different iterations of it as far as like live action.
And then there was the other cartoon that came out like 10 years ago, plus the one that came out 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And then the recent one that came out this year.
Yeah. I mean, the reboot from the 90s is a classic. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, with Christina Ricci and fucking
Raul Julia,
yeah,
and Angelica Houston, The Witches,
yeah. But it was cool. It was cool to see what they were doing then, and I'm kind of excited to see what they're gonna do now.
Okay.
Yeah, especially since Tim Burton hasn't really done anything as far as like TV in a long time. But I know that he used to actually do Pee Wee's Playhouse back in the day.
Yeah, it's been a while since Tim Burton did anything for TV.
Yeah, so seeing that he's going to be doing that is fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm quiet this episode, but it's like most of the stuff I'm just like not into. I mean, I was into the Teen Titans stuff and the Oscar Isaac thing, but I'm like, Tim Burton.
It's all good. It's not for everybody. Like, I like it because, of course, you know, I'm mostly in like it because, of course, of the Addams Family. Like, I've been a fan of theirs for a long fucking time since I was a kid, even before watching the fucking the Christina Ricci, you know.
Yeah. I used to watch the show, the Black and White show.
Yeah. So that was super fun. And then they had the animated series as well back then, too. I used to watch that. It was fun. I used to think that I was like pugly and shit because I was a little fucking.
I was cousin it.
Yeah. Nice. But I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see what they're gonna do with this. It's fucking cool. And then another thing that came out that I'm excited for because I liked the first game. I liked the first couple games. And I liked a few what was the last one? The one that they did in the fucking what was it?
There's so many of them now. The next one's gonna be Viking.
Valhalla, yeah. And what I'm talking about is Assassin's Creed. Yes, Assassin's Creed is coming to Netflix in a live action series. That's gonna be fucking cool. We had a live action movie a couple years ago that didn't really go anywhere. Yeah. So the fact that Ubisoft is partnering up with Netflix to do this, it's kind of interesting to see what they're going to do. I want to see where it's going to go and how everything's going to pan out. Because of course,
it's supposed to be live action or cartoon?
Live action.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to see what they're going to do with this because of course, you know, I'm curious. Like I said, I enjoyed the first game and the latest games look kind of cool. Like I said, the last one that I played was the one that they did the whole Ancient Greece type shit.
No, the only one I ever played and I got halfway through was Black Sails, Pyro one.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that was really good. I never played that
Black one. Flag or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks cool. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this one. Because, of course, you know, it's Netflix, and Netflix hasn't necessarily put anything out bad. They've done some bad shit, but nothing that I've really watched because, of course, it's been bad. But the shit that I've actually watched has actually been pretty damn good. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with Assassin's Creed. And the last thing that I got for the week is it's another thing that I've fucking watched since I was a fucking child. It's fucking Saved by the Bell, and we got a reboot coming. And it's not necessarily a reboot. It's basically them in the future. Yes, they are. They are all coming back. Let's watch the trailer. Because the trailer looks pretty fucking cool. So just give me a second. You can watch the trailer on here. Because why the fuck not, right?
How do you think this year's gonna go for these new students?
I'm psyched.
You're excited for the first day of school?
Why is everybody so rich?
So you pretty much have everybody back from the original.
I got DJ Khaled's baby to make you a playlist. It's okay.
Time out. What is up with these kids?
So they do the whole time out from the original.
We'll be the governor of California.
Max, dad?
You look amazing. Your hair's fire.
My dad's also coming.
I don't care about your dad, Spencer. I just care about Zach and Kelly.
We all want these new kids to feel welcome.
Let's see what happens.
Can we talk?
Did you just sit backwards in a chair? Wow.
It's not gonna work unless
we get to know them.
You only know how Bayside works for kids like you.
Hot. I mean, AP Bio is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Bayside, where I finally felt like I belong. This place is magic.
That reminds me, I gotta sit up my peacock.
Damn, I love magic. Uh-huh.
Hey, Max, actually, I ordered cheese on mine. Take a look in your pocket. Please ever stop being weird?
Cool, huh?
A 1, 2, 3. The old gang back together again.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Dinner with me.
Yeah, it looks cool.
We're not. We're the Bayside acapella group.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, Bayside.
You're the man, coach. When I grow up, I want to be just like you. A single childless adult, parties with kids.
It looks fun. It's kind of one of those things. It's like it kind of hits both age ranges and shit. You kind of want to hit the older group and the younger group at the same time. So it's cool to see, you know, what they're doing with it. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen because, of course, like I was a fan of the original. Like I pretty much watched it until they got to the college years, and then I stopped watching it then because it kind of got dumb. Granted, it was dumb the entire time, but.
What was the tall blonde chick? That was the only one that liked the smart one.
The one that was in Showgirls.
Yeah. What's her name?
I forget her name. Now I gotta look it up. See.
Oh my god.
I'm looking it up right now. Hold on.
Yeah, I feel bad. Next time there's an episode just us two, I'll be better prepared.
It's all good. It's all good. Who was it? Elizabeth Berkley. Yeah, Elizabeth Berkley. That's who it was.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's cool. It's cool to see that that Mario Lopez is doing it again because, of course, he's been doing a bunch of other shit. He's been doing fucking what is it? The fucking the ET and shit. The Entertainment Tonight.
Cool.
Yeah. And then fucking Mark Paul Gosselaar's in a bunch of different shows. It's kind of weird seeing him with the super blonde hair. Fucking the only thing that we don't see fucking We don't see Screech because, of course, you know, he's a weirdo. Who knows if they may bring him back anyway?
But, yeah, no, like, I... Yeah, he got arrested and he did porn, so who knows what they'll do. Yeah, no, they don't look that bad either, so it should be fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised
they haven't had that much plastic surgery yet, so they don't look fucking horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised they're not bringing back fucking Mr. Belding, or at least we haven't seen him yet.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay.
Yeah, he's what, 69 right now? Yeah. Yeah, Dennis Haskins. But I'm excited to see this. This looks pretty fucking cool. So it's going to be coming out in the next few weeks, by the end of the month, by the end of next month or this month, because of course by the time this comes out, it'll already be November. Yay, time. yeah, do you have anything else to add this week? Or are you good?
No, I'm trying to blank through it. I was trying to think of something, but no.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, so make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net. Check out everything that we have there. Of course, we have this show. We have It's Poppin'. We also have Brights of J Presents. Comics World, Manga Time, Anime World. And Inner City Geeks webcomic, First Watch. So much shit. Turntable. So much random shit on there. But it's fun. So go check out anything and everything that's on innercitygeeks.net. Go do that. And then also on there, we have links to some cool places that you can go to get some cool shit. You can go to Amazon's. You can click on that link. You got amazons.com. Where you get a first month free of Amazon Prime, because that's always good. And then you could, or you could also just, you know, shop on there. And whatever you get on there, you could, you know, give us a little help. We'll do that, because that's fucking cool. Could that be awesomely nice of you? Then there's also a link for CBDMD where you get some pretty cool CBD shit for a decent price, because it's not fucking like super expensive. You actually get pretty good shit for a decent price. Shit that's going to help you in the long run. Pretty good shit. So go check out CBDMD on there. Also, we have links to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company that sells geeky type shirts and hats and hoodies and shit like that. So go do that. Go check them out. And at checkout, you can type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off. Of course, you know, we all love discounts and shit. And then we also have Beard Octane, where you get some beardly good stuff for a cheaper price too, because of course, you know, we love you guys. We give you discounts. So at checkout on Beard Octane, type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire fucking purchase. So go do that. And you could follow the show on Stitcher Radio, on SoundCloud, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. Find us all on those places. You can find us on the socials, on the Instagram at Inner City Geeks, on the Facey Space at Inner City Geeks, on the Twitters at Inner City Geeks. I'm all over the place. I'm all weird and shit. But where can we find you, sir?
You can find me at DarthBX at Instagram and Twitter, DarthBX. Go vote. Thanks for listening.
Word. Thank you for listening. Indeed. You can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters as well, at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And yeah, thanks you guys for fucking listening. It's been great. I appreciate you guys because you guys are awesome. So Renee, say your goodbyes.
Yeah, be safe, wear a mask, go vote. Adios.
Yeah, yeah, go do your civil duty, because of course, you know, it's always good to do your civil duties for people, especially when, you know, you have the ability to do it. So go do that. I don't care who you vote for, but just go vote. It's that simple. Don't complain if you don't vote. Or, yeah, don't complain if you don't. Yeah. New musics, more musics. I'm a big fan of this band, Concrete Dreams. They just dropped a new single for a new song that's kind of timely, you know? It goes with the times right now. It's called Contagion. And it's off of, I guess, their new album that's coming out soon. And it's fucking dope. I like it. I'm a big fan of theirs. And I figured I'd share it with you guys, right? Because why the fuck not? And don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Some fucking twisted problems with myself. When it comes to my discomfort, I always risk my health. Cause I know that I can recognize the feels that lie in me. Am I just another victim, just a mirror of disease? As I preach for all the masses just to fall upon their knees, I keep battling myself, break these walls inside of me. Myself in the mirror at somebody else. The hatred is something I felt. I lost all the things that I love. I was my own like in a blood. Isolation broke the man. It only took a month. Is it an all just a weakness? Or do I need to defeat this? I don't think that we can beat this. I don't think that we can beat this. I wanna go back to the norm. I can't find myself in the storm. I wanna go back to the norm. I can't find myself in the storm. Training, super policing ourselves. The kids of the lion within. You can't stop a man from his sin. There is no leash.